and Value International 2014 Conference. Come and receive divine healing, revelation, and empowerment. Be caught up into His presence by the ministry of Micah Stampley and Kathleen Carnally. There's an army rising up. Be enlightened by anointed speakers Anna Mendez Farrell and Beatrice Nichols. Coming to Port St. Lucie Civic Center September 13th. Doors open at 2 p.m. Registration is required, limited seating. Call 772-398-6949 or email womenofvalorandvalue@aol.com.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
Jesus, at whom seek ye? They say, Jesus. Now, Judas is right there. They're up on him. Jesus of Nazareth. Then he says, I am he. Now, let's take a look what happens. Again, somebody say, words carry nature. And Judas also, which betrayed him, stood with them. As soon then as he had said unto them, I am he, they went backward and fell to the ground. Then asked he them again, whom seek ye? And they said, Jesus of Nazareth. It's interesting. The word of God affects people differently. When he spoke to these, instead of falling forward, prostrate in reverence, they fell backwards. See, the wicked hearts of men, when they heard, I am he, they fell backwards. There's an example. You see, the word of God, the nature of God will affect everything one way or the other. When he was walking on the water, they saw him coming and they thought it was a spirit. He said, fear not, it is I. He's saying the same thing, it is I. But to the disciples, it brought peace. It brought consolation. They were at ease. But to these, it pushed them backwards. They fell. Now, I've said it often. If I was in that crowd, you know, I said, yo, wait. He just said a couple words here, and everybody on their back, you know, dusting themselves off, putting their helmets back on, and you're getting their sword. I just said, hey, I'm checking out. I'm off duty tonight. I don't care if I get paid or not tonight. I'm gone. I'd have been out of there. I don't know, you know. But these men, they were so, the spirit of the enemy was so on them. But the moment that the Lord spoke, nature came out. Nature came out, and he did that on purpose. It wasn't so much for himself, because he was there to embrace the cross, to die the death. He knew all things coming upon him, but it was for his disciples. He put something on their mind. You see, you got to understand something. When nature goes out, listen. When nature goes out, it's going to affect everything, some for good, some for evil. It makes note of the fact that Judas, it speaks about him separately, but he was there in the front. And when Jesus said, I am he, and spoke the nature out, and Judas and all of them fell, when they got up, they continued to try, you know, their ploy to bind him and to destroy him. But that word that Jesus spoke hit Judas' conscience. It hit him. See, Jesus wasn't just saying it. He said it. He said it and it hit him and it stayed with him. It messed him up. I say it messed him up. You know the story, because after it was all over, Judas, all of a sudden, he couldn't stand. Why? Because Jesus said, I am he. And that word carried a nature that drove him crazy. He went out and he hung himself. He said in verse 8, Jesus answered, I have told you that I am he. If therefore you seek me, let these go their way. Somebody say nature. When God spoke that out, his word covered his disciples. Had Eve said only what God said, the devil could have knocked all he wanted. He couldn't have got in. But she diverted and gave him a place. Jesus spoke a word over his disciples. Now, I want you to see something here, because many have done this. Peter, having seen that when he spoke, everybody fell, took upon himself. Oh, it's on now. Huh? A lot of people can embrace when God is moving in a way like that. Peter, you know the story, he drew his sword. Now catch the picture here, because Peter wasn't trying to cut that man's ear off. He's trying to split his head. He wasn't aiming to try to cut nobody's ear off. Peter said, it's on now. The Lord's knocked them all down. Uh-oh. He drew his sword and boom, he was going for his head. But providence, God didn't let him hit him in the head. How you going to hit somebody's ear and cut it off? He was trying to split his head. Come on, y'all don't know Peter, do y'all? See, he was standing with God in power. You know, when God did that, but then when he saw Jesus surrender himself, which was the other side of the coin, Peter took off running. See, you got people like that. They'll stand as long as they see that they are prevailing, that they are moving forward, that things are happening good for them. But when something comes where they have to give up something, when it looks like death is imminent, when it looks like they outnumber, when there's no way out, they want to get out. They forget about God's plan when it comes to that. Come on, tell somebody that's nature, that's words carry nature. See, Peter didn't understand that God has spoken a word that would protect them. See, Peter almost messed it up for everybody, because he went to, now think about it, all those soldiers in there, had Peter split his head, it'd have been on for real. Think about it. Come on. Think about it. Now, naturally, they'd have been mutilated, Peter and them. But see, that wasn't God's plan. And see, sometimes people are doing stuff out of their zeal, and they're getting outside of what God said, outside of what's keeping them, outside of what's protecting them. Just like Peter did. He aimed for that man's head. When we get to heaven, you're gonna see. He aimed for the head. And see, God will take a situation where you mess up like that. He picked up that man's ear, put it back on. And even with that, them soldiers were bent on killing him. Do you understand? They bound him. Writers say they bound him so tight that blood began to come out of his fingertips. His hands were bound so tight. They put a chain around his neck and dragged him. But yet he went out to meet this fate, to say, whom seek ye? And he knew who they sought. But his purpose was to release nature to block anything happening to his disciples. See, if you stay in the Word, if you just stay in the Word and stop listening to stuff outside of the Word, stop receiving stuff outside of the Word. What did God promise you? You need to start meditating and thinking about that soul until it gets all over you and all in you, till it becomes who you are. And guess what? Now you have an extraordinary prophetic fulfillment of protection. Because words carry nature. And the devil knows he can't do anything with God's nature. He can't do anything with it. Can't touch it. Matter of fact, he's not afraid of us, but he's afraid of that nature in you. Because he knows that nature has sealed his doom. Had the prince of this world known, he would not have crucified. He'd have left that alone. Do we see where we sometimes, like Peter, can make mistakes? But see, unlike with Judas, what was in Judas's heart, when God spoke the word, it destroyed him. But with Peter, even beforehand, God said, I've prayed for you. How many know he's our advocate? Whether you know it or not, every day the Lord is praying for you. Every day concerning time, he's praying for us. And the Holy Spirit is praying for us. With utterance, with words, with things that cannot be uttered. We don't even know, but he's praying for us according to the will of God. When you don't know which way to turn, what's next, or what even to think, where you're confused, where you just want to give up, he's praying for you. And you know what? The reason why you don't give up is because his prayer sees you on through. When you can't hold on, he's holding you. Amen. Why? A word has been released over us. I have told you, I am he. If therefore you seek me, let these go their way. That the saying might be fulfilled. Somebody say, the saying. See, months before, Jesus said, of them which thou gavest me, have I lost none. That word was over him. Even when Peter, in his flesh, in his see, your battle, your weapons are not swords or guns. Hello? Or any type of carnal, natural. Your weapons are words. See, Jesus had confounded them on many occasions just with words. He had stopped the devil in his tracks just with words. We caught this woman in adultery. The law of Moses says she's to be stoned. What do you say? He said some words that dismantled everything. That spirit of violence and anger and hatred had to flee. And when those elders were left with just the stones, he just kind of tossed them off and they walked away sheepishly and shamefully. He dismantled them with words. How are you to dominate? Not by arguing. Sometimes, like Jesus, he didn't even confront his enemies. He yielded completely to his Father, the will of his Father, and through his yieldedness, every enemy was defeated and triumphed over. What could your fully being yielded to God and his word over your life, what could be the result if you'll give it time? If you'll allow your success to be the journey and not a destination. Our success is not a destination. It's a journey where eternity intersects with time. It's called the Kairos. Words carry nature. I believe it's the will of the Lord that we develop, through the Holy Spirit, we develop ourselves in words. Amen? Man was defeated. The first Adam was defeated through words. The second Adam conquered through words. Everything that was stolen from us through words. We've received everything back. He has already blessed with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realm through words. Now it's up to you. Our standing will never change. We are sons. But it's up to you, your state, where you are in life, whether victorious or defeated. Even if we're defeated in life, because our standing before God does not change, we are victorious ultimately. But he has left us wisdom and understanding to avail in this life. See, that's what it's about. How many know that the fight is fixed? We are more than conquerors already. I'm not trying to get to heaven. I'm born again from there. Come on, tell somebody, get that into your spirit. You're not trying to get to heaven. You are born from there. That's our destination. That's our location. That's where we are located right now. Even though our feet are on the ground, planet Earth, our spirit, we are raised up with him and we are seated. My body's here. My spirit's there with him. Wherever there is, my spirit is there. Your spirit is there. There's no distance. We are not trying to get to God. We have him on the inside. He's around us. He's in us. Sometimes he comes upon us.
We have come to the close of part 22 of The Faith Crisis, The Nature of Words. In John 18, Jesus is betrayed by Judas and arrested. The men taking Jesus into custody referred to him as Jesus of Nazareth in verse 7, which is a derogatory term. As Jesus began to speak, nature came out of him. Just as the men in this portion of Scripture did not understand the nature of Jesus, many today have not grasped the truth of him.
This is Trevor Banks again, and I'd like to invite you to visit us this weekend at Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. Our service times are 11 a.m. Sunday morning and 7 p.m. Sunday night. Come and join us for great music, anointed preaching, and warm fellowship. We're located just off US 1 at 405 Exoria Avenue in beautiful Fort Pierce, Florida.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.